Hey guys, Nick Drossos.
Dr. Andrew Steinberg.
And welcome to another episode of...
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
And back this week, we have Dr. D. Woody. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about a great topic. So, erectile dysfunction, you know, which is something I treat a lot of, and there's many different causes of it. We always think about this, the blood flow, the circulation. We think about the hormonal, the testosterone. We think about the psychological, anxiety performance and so on. But there's one topic which I think we're just really starting, it's really starting to come into its own. And I think, I wish more people knew a lot about it or more about it. And I think this is gonna hopefully open up the doors to many people. Is that the structures of the pelvic, of the pelvis are often affected by nerves, by muscles, by blood flow, which is related to not necessarily the clogging of the arteries, but other things related to the pelvis. And I think Woody, our pelvic physio, is going to try to explain to us, what can cause it from his point of view, and what can be done to improve it, to add to all the therapies that we have in underway now.
Yeah. So I always have the same question. People ask me what physical therapy can do for erectile dysfunction. So I always told my patient, okay, so sex is a contact sport, right? Think about if you have a sports injury, if you have a poor sports performance.
I keep telling, but Nick says it's a, Nick says it's a solo sport.
Depending on what's your preference. Right? So, I mean, it can be solo, it can be team sports. But if you have a poor performance, right? So first of all, during sex, right? It's not just a static thing, right? Think about if sex, there is no movement, how boring it's gonna be. So as a physical therapist, we really try to figure out what's the mechanical issues underneath can cause a man have a poor performance in bed. So,
So we're talking about erectile dysfunction, basically not being able, not to be able to get hard or
sustain an erection. Yeah.
Those are both under the same concept, right?
Yes, but I would say as a physical therapist, we have better result with the one who actually have more difficulty in maintaining erection.
Okay.
So a lot of issues can affect their arousal, like when they have a hard time to get hard on. So this is more complicated. A lot of medical causes, psychological issues, relationship issues.
Yeah.
But we are dealing with actually men, they can have some erection, but they lost erection quickly during sex. So either they, change the position, or they cannot maintain erection, or they find certain position is hard to maintain.
I hear that a lot. When I'm lying and then I go to stand, or when I'm standing and go to lie, or when she's on the back and I'm on the back, or whatever it is, you do hear that a lot for sure.
So that's related to the pelvic floor.
Yeah, pelvic floor is, as I mentioned, is a part of the pelvis.
Yeah.
Pelvic floor can be an issue, like sometimes if the pelvic floor is not contracting well, especially during the movement,
okay,
right? Like the pelvic floor, especially the superficial muscle, and it's very important to maintain the erection, right? They can, occlude the venous return. And also not only about that, actually the mobility, right? The back, the hip. That's why people sometimes they find it's hard to get maintain erection, because certain sex position make it hard to get more stimulation. Think about it, if your back is not moving well, it's going to be really hard to get the stimulation you need to maintain erection.
I have a question, because I'm seeing this. Is it mostly men who are out of shape, or does it make a difference if you're physically strong or if you're out of weight, or makes no difference?
I think that's where we have this misconception, like actually older people have all this erectile dysfunction. In general, yes, but we see more and more young population, between the 20s and the 30s. And the issues, this erectile dysfunction have a huge impact on their, mental health, on their daily life, because they don't accept, I'm so young, I'm starting to have trouble to keep my erection. Yeah, so that is definitely not, I see more and more young people. The youngest I see, I think in my clinical practice, only 17 years old.
But how do you know when it's, and maybe Andrew could help, how do you know when, okay, the issue is your pelvic floor needs to strengthen, which it's a whole other topic I want to do, like the exercises versus, oh, it's a mental issue, like it's a psychological issue.
Okay,
like,
so when do you... So there's many things that lead to good erections. I like to try to assess for them all and treat them, because does anyone have a perfect blood flow? No. Does anybody have perfect hormonal levels? Probably not. Does anybody have perfect psychological relationships, couples? No. And does anybody have a perfect physical pelvic floor muscles, so on? The answer is no. So if it's in a minor erectile dysfunction, we can treat it with some minor therapy, that's fine. But in some cases, we have to dig deeper, and it could be a combination of things. Okay. And some of them are hard to test. When a patient said, well, is this, organic or is this psychological? I always tell them it's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. And whether it's 80% one and 20% the other, or 50-50 or whatever, we need to work on both. We need to optimize it, because optimizing this is just a sign. If you have arterial flow issues, you're going to have it in the heart also. If you have muscular issues, chances are you have it elsewhere. And working on these is therapeutic. It's also preventative down the road. So I think your answer is, the pelvic floor is never fully the problem, and neither is the circulation. And we work on as much as we can. I always my analogy says I'm not aiming for a home run grand slam. I'm aiming for, a single, a double, a single, and everything sort of adds to that to get that to get those improvements. So,
yeah, I think I really appreciate Dr. Stenberg's comment. In the past, we always see like black and white thing,
yeah.
Either organic, either psychogenic. But actually, in the real case, we are treating a man as a whole.
50 Shades of Grey.
Exactly. So there are so many causes, right? A lot of time is just like they don't even have a good body awareness. Yeah. As a physical therapist, the first thing we teach is a lot of education to tell them what's going on during erection, during sex, during penetration, what your body is doing, your back is doing, your muscle is doing. A lot of them start to aware about that, like mindful during sex, yeah. They're gonna have better satisfaction, and the better satisfaction transfer better performance. So it's really not black and white. And we always, try to address the issue as
I have a question. What is the, I come to see you or patient comes to see you and you work with them. What is the, success rate? And do you have patients telling you that, I got so much better? And how, what do you do with them? Like, is there exercises you do? Exercises they do at home? Is there training, like going to the gym?
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
I think in general, we have very high satisfaction rate. I'm not saying that after that they're going to have performance like athlete performance in bed. It's just by the sense they know, they understand them better, and they can be more in shape, and they can have more skills, more tools to use.
Yeah.
Just by doing that, they already feel better. And we do have a lot of patients that actually improve so fast.
Wow.
I write a report to Dr. Stenberg, a patient like they cannot maintain 2 minutes, and then in 2 weeks time they can maintain 30 minutes. And
you're
they
kidding
do.
Me. Wow.
Yeah, because we are figuring out what's underlying the driver issues. But of course, as I said, erectile function is so complex. Even right now in the medical field, we cannot figure out 100% what's going on. But I think just by we acknowledge their concerns and improve their awareness, improve their overall body function, already a big change in their life.
Wow, very interesting.
Yep, it's a great tool for me as one who treats erectile dysfunction to offer, because I think multidisciplinary approach in so many things in medicine, but particularly in sexual wellness and pelvic floor and urinary symptoms, multidisciplinary approach is really the way to go. And this is just one more feather in the cap to really help get people,
it's very interesting. For
keep
me,
people young.
For me, it's all new this, so I think there's so much more that we can cover on this topic for sure.
Yeah.
So.
I said keep people young, but as you say, many young people are having issues today also. So let's say keep people hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep people
hard. I'll keep people
hard. That should be our new motto, Andrew.
Let's make America hard again.
So, Dr. D, Woody, thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, yes. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Have the Boss Talk About It. Make sure to subscribe and hit the bell. As well as if you want to see Dr. D, Woody on, want to learn more, join our Have the Balls Men's Club. We'll put the link in the comment box. We'll have him come on the show, maybe show us some exercises. So, guys, thanks for watching. Remember, have the balls to
talk about it. We'll see you next week.